The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Relaxing some more. With every inhale, bringing in more energy. With every exhale, relaxing and softening more. Letting go of any tension in your forehead. In your face, softening, relaxing. Letting your eyes rest in their socket. Letting your whole face relax and hang. No one to be right now, nothing to do. Just allow this face, this mask, these sets of muscles to relax. Just let go. Softening, relaxing your shoulders, your hands, your arms, the entire arm length, relaxing, softening. Relaxing your neck and shoulders. Often hold so much tension there. Your back, your chest, abdomen. Letting your belly hang out as you breathe. Don't need to hold it in. Letting it expand and contract. Softening your legs, upper legs, your sit bones area, the groin area. Down to the knees, lower legs and feet. It's just softening and relaxing the entire body with every out-breath. Putting down the tension. Putting down. It's a chance to put down. You've been busy all day doing this and that, running around. Putting it down. Putting it all down for a moment. Putting your thoughts down for a moment. Bowing to them. Just saying, simply, not now. I'm just putting everything down for a moment. Just sitting and breathing. Just the simplicity of sitting and breathing, being human. This experience. Completely embracing, feeling this experience. Letting each breath, in breath, this out breath, letting it be calming. Letting it be soothing. Letting it be like a lullaby, calming, settling, unifying the breath, unifying the mind, unifying your awareness, your attention. Each breath, in breath, out breath. you find your mind is not resting on the breath, but on a thought or a plan or memory, it's okay. You're not doing the practice wrong. This is what happens with our minds. There's nothing wrong with thinking. And for the purpose of this practice right now, for calming our mind, it's best to just say not now to the thoughts. There is a time in practice to open up to them, but right now, as we're collecting and settling, simply bow to the thought, say not now, I'll get back to you later, and come back. Bring the attention, the awareness back to your breath, to the in-breath, to the out-breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Spending a few minutes just sitting and breathing, just this in-breath, just this out-breath, relaxing the body, calming, settling the mind. In a moment, I will switch to instructions from Metta. And if you feel compelled to take notes, I suggest that you don't. and you consider this as an experiential practice and just give yourself to it, you can always listen to the recording later and take notes. So I invite you to bring to mind the image, the felt sense of someone that you care about. Someone for whom your warmth, your affection flows with ease. For this category, sometimes children are perfect candidates, or pets. Someone with whom you don't have a complicated relationship of chores and expectations. Something simple to start with. Bring them to mind. Bring this being, this person to mind. Their felt sense of what this person looks like, what they feel like. And feeling, tuning into how you feel, what that brings up in you. Imagining yourself in the presence of this being, this person. Let yourself feel the friendliness, the goodwill that you have for this person. And allow this goodwill, this friendliness, simply to radiate. Radiate from your heart, from your whole body, sense of friendliness and goodwill. Imagining that this goodwill, this sense of friendliness, are like rays of light, rays of bright light that shine out of your heart center, middle of your chest. In all directions. Sense of goodwill and friendliness. And if it's that's too complicated, just use whatever imagery works for you. Whatever imagery works for you. Keeping the presence of this dear being, this child, this pet, this friend, this benefactor, sitting in front of you and imagining that your sense of goodwill, friendliness, your good wishes for them, wishing them well. It's either a light or perhaps is flower petals that they're being circled with, or cooling rain that's showering over them. Just however it works for you. It's okay to be creative with this practice, with the imagery. And just continue to see the person you care about wrapped in goodwill, Imagine that in the middle of your chest, in your heart center, there is this place that generates goodwill. It's just shining brightly. It's not so much yours. It's not so much yours to control or keep or manage. It's happening already. Sense of goodwill is like a bright light, shining out. Even when you're upset, sad, angry, even when you can't feel it, it's just there. It's part of your natural inheritance as a human being. The sense of goodwill, friendliness, it's just there. It's just there. It's shining out. And now, as you imagine this bright light of friendliness shining onto the person you care about, notice that as it shines out of your chest, this place of goodwill, it touches you first. You are not outside the realm of your own goodness and kindness. So notice that it touches you first. Before it radiates out and touches this dear being. So that both of you are being touched by the sense of goodwill. Universal goodwill. That's shining out of your heart center. Goodness. There is goodness. There is goodness in you. Shining out, making you feel warm, cared for, perhaps relaxed and with ease as the goodwill touches you. And this bright light continues to shine on the person you care about, bringing them ease and goodness and happiness. A sense of goodwill. Feeling the sense of goodwill permeate the space. You are sitting in goodwill yourself, as is your dear friend. This dear being that you chose at the beginning. And at any point, if your mind wanders, bring back or brighten the image of this friend, the felt sense of the friend, and the image of this goodness, goodwill, friendliness, metta, loving kindness. So many names for the same concept. Care and warmth shining, and you sitting in it, feeling touched by it, seeing permeate through these rays, permeating through your body, this goodness, kindness, touched by goodness, touched by kindness, receiving it, breathing it in, breathing it out. Breathing in kindness, breathing out kindness. It's already there, available freely. Now imagine that this friend of yours, this dear being you chose, whether a child, an animal, or benefactor, imagine them too. From their chest, in their chest, there is this bright, bright source of goodness, of friendliness, of kindness that's shining bright, shining out, and the light falls on you. The goodness, the kindness, affection, warmth is radiating out, touching your friend, touching this being, and then shining on you. You're being touched by their goodness, wrapped, covered by their goodwill. There's nothing for you to do but just to sit and breathe and let the softness, the gentleness, the warmth of this soothing light of kindness fall on you, touch you, caress you, soothe you. If thoughts arise that I don't feel it, I don't deserve it, it's okay. Who are you to get in your own way? Kindness is freely available to you. Don't get in your own way. Relax, receive. Relax and receive. Friendliness. Imagining that your dear being is looking at you with kind eyes. While this warmth, this energy, this bright light is shining on you, they're looking at you with loving eyes, with caring eyes, eyes of affection. As if you could do no wrong in their eyes. They care for you. They wish you well no matter what. Let yourself receive it. Let yourself be nurtured by it, softened. Feeling that dear being really wants you to be happy, really wants you to be well in every way. And holding that wish for yourself also. Letting yourself relax, your body as soft as possible, sitting in this field, in this light of goodwill, kindness, receiving the goodwill, the wishes for your well-being in your heart, breathing them in. Now I'd like to invite you to imagine both of you, you and your dear being, this person or pet you chose. Both of you with these bright lights emanating from your heart, goodwill, friendliness for the other, for yourself and the other, shining on each other, on yourself and each other. Essentially, there's a field of goodness. You're both sitting in a field of goodness, surrounded by light, shining on you, from you, makes no difference. It's universal. You're held in goodwill, and you're holding in goodwill, sitting in a field of goodwill, friendliness, receiving, giving and receiving at the same time, soaking in it, feeling it, letting yourself feel nurtured and held. While you hold the other person, you can go back and forth now. See what is more available, easier for you, the receiving or the giving, or maybe both at the same time. Experiment on your own. And for the last moments of this practice period, holding yourself with kindness for whatever happened or didn't happen, whether you were sleepy, fell asleep, or your mind was restless, no problem, not at all. Offering yourself appreciation for having tried, for really having given yourself to the practice, and whatever the result was, not having attachment to outcome. So thanking yourself, appreciation for having tried. So what we usually do after a period of silent practice, we do a short, brief period of interactive metta practice. So with that, limited time today, so maybe we'll do in groups of two. So what we'll do is, in a moment, you'll find a partner to speak with for just a few minutes. And this is practice of metta in community, interactive metta. So right now we're practicing kindness. So when you're practicing metta, talking with someone else, loving kindness, goodwill, when they are speaking, you just hold the space for them with goodwill. They can say no wrong. You just hold the space, you listen with your whole body, and you just hold the space with kindness. So the instructions for listening are stay embodied, feel your body, listen with your whole body, do not interrupt. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to say yeah, 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 or think about what you're going to say. Your practice is just to listen with kindness, as if this person could say absolutely no wrong. Just kindness. See what that feels like if you're listening with kindness. Try it on. And when you're speaking, stay embodied as much as possible and share whatever you feel like sharing. And know that you're speaking for your own benefit in order to be held witness for your own process. You're not speaking to impress, to educate, to, you know, for the other person. You're just speaking for yourself. You're just speaking for yourself. They happen to be sitting and holding kind space for you. Okay? Instructions clear? Okay, what's the topic? The prompt is, what was this experience, this guided meditation practice for you? And there is no right or wrong answer. You could say, I fell asleep, I didn't follow it all. That's perfectly fine. You don't have to make anything up. Just be authentic. But it's just about the sharing and being held witness, okay? And it's best if you're on the same level, either on a chair or on the cushion. So please find a partner. Go. And each person will just talk for a minute or two, not very long. Great. So, any questions, comments about either practice, either about the first part, the guided meditation, or the interactive metta? We have time and we also have mics. Thanks, Paul. Yes, well, hold on a sec. Wait for the mic because it's being recorded.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay. So I have comment about the second part for the interaction.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the interaction without giving any yes comment because that makes me feel so much calm and then listen to the people who are speaking. Yeah. I was wondering, is that because we did meditation, we're so calm so we can connect with each other? Can I use that as a daily conversation with other people?
Yes, you can definitely use that as it's the mindfulness of listening. It's a lovely way to stay embodied. Remember, another part of the instruction was to feel your body, feel your breath, feel your bottom on the cushion. Just stay embodied, stay present to yourself. Because a lot of times when we're talking with someone else, we're thinking, oh, hey, what am I going to say? What the next? You're just kind of outside of yourself. It's just kind of stressful. But here, as you notice, you're so calming. Yeah. You just listened. You just received what they said.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Lovely. What else? Other observations, questions, please.
This receiving of the other person's speaking, it feels so rare.
Yeah.
It felt like, oh, I never do this. Like, it really felt like a rare occurrence. To not comment and appreciate that.
Great, great, wonderful. So you can take that practice home if you like. Try it on, especially when somebody is sharing something vulnerable or difficult with you. Just, you don't have to say anything for a while. Just listen. Just listen with your whole body and really hold kind space. It's such a gift we can give to others. It's a huge gift. They get it. It's different. They appreciate that you're present and listening. Yeah. Any other questions, comments about the first part of the practice, maybe? How was the giving and receiving of radiating metta? So metta, loving kindness, is taught in various ways. One of them is with the phrases, and some of you might already be familiar with that. May you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you have ease, or other phrases. Another way is with radiating just goodness without any words. So tonight we're kind of experimenting with that radiating in a creative way with our benefactor, our dear person. So, any experiences? How was that for you? What worked? What didn't?
So, I wanted to thank you for the meditation because I'm used to saying the phrases when I use it in my meditation. And so you kind of had me use my imagination in a visualization, and I visualized like a green lotus flower in my heart center, you know,
nice.
And it was like radiating light, and
nice.
I was able to focus on that and feel it, and then it was like I could feel energy in my body.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting. It was pretty powerful. So I was like directing that towards my niece and then her back at me. So it's given me more ideas about how to incorporate that into my meditation. So thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That sounds lovely. It makes me happy that you're describing the creativity, the image that came up for you and how you really felt it. The metta practice is a cultivation practice, and it's fine to use imagination and creativity. You know, when we do vipassana, mindfulness, insight practice, we don't use imagination there. We just notice with attention things just as they are, right? But in metta, in loving kindness practice, we can use imagination to cultivate more our sense of goodness, kindness, to really, you know, it's like fanning the flame. Like there is flame there, but oh, how can we fan it with creativity? Like, oh yeah, there is goodness, there is care. Oh, I feel I have care. I have kindness for me, for this other person. Just there are ways that we can bring it alive. So I'm delighted to hear how this worked for you. So please.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, great. Other thoughts, reflections? You guys were talking with each other for a long time. I know there's stuff happening. Come on. Next to you.
So on the listening piece, I still find it extremely tough to do because I think we are conditioned to process and react. So it's still pretty hard to kind of not process what they're saying while they're saying it. Passive listening is still very hard for me.
Yeah, it's. Thanks for bringing that. It's, you know, it doesn't happen with one time. It's not one-shot learning, right? That's why it's a practice. And if it was easy and we could just take it on once quickly, it wouldn't be a practice, right? We would all have it. We would all be awakened and... So please take it on as a practice. And there are various aspects of it that you can start cultivating. And the first part really is the embodiment. Just to stay in your own physical experience. For example, right now, let's practice as you're listening to me. Can you listen to me while you feel your legs and bottom on the floor? Can you feel that? It's easy, right? Can you feel your belly? Can you feel maybe the breath moving in and out a little bit? Is that possible, accessible, while you listen? So you can have a sense of your own body, right? Okay. So can you see a shift now when you're actually more embodied in listening? It might be hard. It feels like you're chewing gum and, I don't know, you're doing something else. So it's a practice, but can you notice a little bit of a shift now? Like as if your weight has been moved down from your head, processing and trying to respond to me as to, okay, being more present. Did you feel that or not yet?
Definitely.
You
definitely did, yeah.
Because I saw it in your eyes.
It feels weird.
Right, because you're not familiar with it. Yeah, but I saw it in your eyes, how you kind of like, you landed in your body while you were listening to me. You look more embodied to me right now as you're listening. You feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a start. Then you just kind of get embodied, and then the rest kind of happens naturally. And it's not so much passive listening. It's not passive like, la-di-da, you can say anything, I'm not here. It's actually, I would say it's even more active listening because you're fully there. You're really listening deeply. It's actually deep listening. You're not in your thoughts like, okay, what am I going to say next? It's like you're deeply listening. How does that land?
think that's a really good explanation, actually. Thanks, yeah.
You're welcome. Pleasure. Great. Well, any quick, like really, really quick comments or questions? We have about a minute left. Any burning? Come on. Anybody? Going once. Going twice. Okay, gone. It's 7 o'clock. That was shorter, 60 seconds than I thought. Thank you all for coming and practicing together in Sangha. It's really a delight to share this practice with you and practice together. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease, and may you radiate your goodness out into the world. Thank you.